Welcome to The Grill Room. On the menu this week, all the latest news, views, and opinions from the world of professional golf. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Buscelli, two friends who rarely agree on anything. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. So come on in, have a seat, and remember, anything that comes from the grill room is definitely on our tab. And remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
Happy New Year to all of our Grill Room listeners. It's a pleasure to welcome in the 2016 golf year here at Kapalua at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, a winners-only event. And Alex, you and I both agree that no matter how many times we come here, we get overwhelmed with how special it really is.
Well, I think that's true, Bob. And what's interesting is I think the players now, the new crop of players, are getting overwhelmed as well. Because back in the day, you could come here a couple times, and if you were Tiger or if you were Phil, you'd kind of say, it doesn't really fit my schedule. I'm going to the Middle East, or in Phil's case, I don't like the greens or whatever it might be. So I could just skip the week. But these guys now, if it's Jordan Spieth, if it's Jason Day, if it's Justin Thomas, Smiley Kaufman, Bubba Watson, whoever it is, they're like, man, they want to be here. And not only do they want to be here, they want to be here days before the tournament. Jordan's been here for over a week. On Wednesday, it'll be a week that he's been here and, you know, playing golf and enjoying the Hawaiian Islands. So I think that's the biggest difference. And we always like coming here, of course. There's no reason not to like coming here. But getting the players to really like coming here has been the struggle, and I think that has been overcome, at least this year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, there seems to be, Alex, just a different perception about the event. I mean, like you said, and of course to our average Grill Room listener, if we said to him, you know, you were qualified to play at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, you can stay either at the Ritz-Carlton or you could stay in one of the villas on the ocean, and you know, you're guaranteed last place money is somewhere around $80,000, only 29 guys to beat. The average person has to say, are you kidding me? Why would a player not go? But there was a sentiment along those lines that no longer exists. And I give full credit to this current crop. I mean, this year, Hyundai's very proud to have the winner of all four majors. They're all participating. Of course, Jordan Spieth winning two made it easier. But Day's here, Zach Johnson's here. And I like the attitude of the players now. They appreciate being here, and that's a nice difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big difference because we would write about, well, what's wrong with this tournament and why aren't they here? And, you know, when you're spending time talking about people that aren't at the event, then it really hurts the event. And now there's no discussion about the fact that Rory McIlroy is not here for a legitimate reason. I mean, it's very clear that Rory has a different schedule because of being a predominantly European Tour player. And on top of that, he had some eye surgery. So there's no question of why he's not here. And so it's all been about the guys that are here. I mean, everybody that won a major in 2015 is in this field. And it's not often you'd say that.
No, you're right about that. And the one thing that I say on a yearly basis is no matter how many times I have the honor and pleasure standing behind that first tee, looking down the first fairway, seeing the Pacific Ocean, seeing whales jumping, I have a great deal of difficulty convincing myself it's real and not a Hollywood set. No matter how many times I see it, I say this can't be real.
Well, it is, Bob. Just want to let you know right now, it is absolutely real. You can hang in there. It'll be okay. You know, give it another day or two, and you'll feel like it's actually real.
You know what I heard? Part of the reason that view is so dynamic is because you see trees, and it's really a unique combination. I mean, you see the ocean, and you see tall trees. And then somebody went so far as to say, those trees were planted by pirates, because they wanted tall trees, because that's what they used to build pirate ships. Now, I don't know if that's lore or embellishment or whatever, but it sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, they're Cook Pines, and so I don't know. I mean, they're named after Admiral Cook, but who knows the reason. But I think really, to me, the reason why it's so striking is because you just look out there and all of a sudden you see Molokai. And I mean, usually when you look out at an ocean, all you see is ocean. But in this particular case, not very far away is another island, and it's a big island. And so I think that's why it's so striking. It's just there's all these different things going on, which are obviously trees is part of them. But I think that's part of it, and it's a good experience. It's a great experience. My wife and kids have been here before, and they always want to come back, and I always tell them no.
Because that would cut in on the fun you have
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, absolutely. The time that I get to spend with you. but
some of the best times of your life.
But let's be honest. You stand on the first tee and you stand on the 18th tee, and you're like, you look at it, and it's like you can hit it anywhere, and you're always going to find it. And it's just, you just see that huge vista in front of you. I don't think there's too many places you can look and see anything better than that.
Incredible golf course. The only downside, I have way too many memories of playing out there against you and you beating me, and it made for the trip home just a horrible experience. And but I think I'm going to mount a comeback. I'm going to take some lessons. I'm going to get in tip-top physical shape and demand a rematch. That's in the future.
Well, bring your wallet. I can't wait for that.
I tell you what, we are going to bring a little later in the show in our feature interview, and it's going to be brought to you by the Kapalua Villas Maui. You're going to hear a discussion Alex and I had with Mark Rolfing, fondly known as Mr. Hawaii, the well-known broadcaster with the Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And he talks not only about golf, but he talks, more importantly, about what it took to beat cancer and how much he's looking forward to being able to resume his broadcast duties this week.
The Grill Room is proud to be doing our part to entertain the active men and women in our military, as well as the veterans, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week and GolfBlog.com. We're heard on TuneIn Radio and internationally on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll go around the world of golf when we return.
The Grill Room.
Alex, right now I'd like to mention our newest hotel partner, the Kapalua Villas Maui, the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities, 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit KapaluaVillasMaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalua Villas Maui, the complete Hawaii experience.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
As we mentioned, all eyes are focused on the Hyundai Tournament of Champions this week. And you touched upon it briefly, Alex. Really a great field. The top 3 players in the world. Number 4 is here, number 6 here, number 10's here. 13 of the top 30 players in the world are participating. This is the strongest field that I remember.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's certainly a solid field. And what people don't understand is the necessity to have a solid field here supports the field that we're going to have next week at Sony as well. And these two events, the Sony Open and the Hyundai Tournament Champions, they're arm-in-arm, hand-in-hand kind of thing. And so when you get a lot of good players here, you're going to get them coming over to Sony. And you'll find, I always remember I was talking to Damon Green, Zach Johnson's caddy today, and he said, you know, people don't realize, he goes, we've won here, which is a very long golf course, and Zach is certainly not long off the tee, and we've won at Sony. and they're two totally different golf courses, completely different golf courses. But yet, you know, you can do that. I mean, you can win here and you can win there with the same game, but you just have to do it completely differently. And I just think that this week is going to be one of those things where there's going to be a lot of guys kind of feeling their way around in regards to maybe some new equipment they've made changes to, or they took the 3 weeks off and really didn't pick up a club. There are going to be other guys that are going to show up here, and they've taken it pretty seriously, because when you think about it, I only got to beat 28 other guys. That's pretty good. I get, you know, if I win, I'm back in the Masters, or if I'm not in the Masters, I'm going to be in the Masters most likely. But if
not most likely.
No,
because if you're playing here.
No, you could have won an opposite field event, and you wouldn't be in the Masters.
That's true. I apologize.
So I'm going to get in the Masters most likely. I'm going to go ahead and get 500 FedEx Cup points. I'm going to get, you know, a million plus, and my season is already on its way. And I'm going to get back here next year. So, you know, if there's any chance to, your best chance to get back here next year is to play well this week.
A win here, does it come with an invite to the Masters?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah, it does. It's a regular field event. But generally, it's never been a problem because
Right. Everybody
has already gotten in. But if you're Scott Piercy, and I don't even know who else I'm trying to think of right now, but if you're Scott Piercy as an example, then you're gonna get a benefit. I'm not sure, can't even think of who won Puerto Rico, but those are benefits. And look, at the end of the day, you want to know you can win on the PGA Tour, and every one of these guys knows that. But it's not going to hurt to win again, and it just sets up your season so wonderfully when you do win again. So I think it's a huge thing. And again, you're only playing against 28 other guys, so why not come in here with guns a-blazing? But what's also funny, I think, is the fact that after two rounds, you have a huge disparity between the guys on the top and the guys on the bottom. You could have 20-shot difference, which is kind of unusual when you figure the fact that you're playing a field of 28 guys or 29 guys, and everybody's won the year before.
Well, I think it goes back to the point you made. Some guys come in a little bit more prepared. Some guys treat this as a vacation. I distinctly remember being down at the 18th green here when really history was being made. Stuart Appleby was about to win for the third consecutive year. I was doing play-by-play, and a very rare moment of brilliance swept over me, and he had a rather short putt. And I said, Stuart Appleby, 3 feet from 3 feet. And got a lot of recognition on that call, which I still think to this day was pretty good, even though you scoffed at it. But
that wasn't a scoff.
Yeah, it was a scoff. It was a scoff.
But you know, right. What's interesting is there are players like Appleby, like Jeff Ogilvy, that this golf course sets up perfectly for.
Wind players.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
Australian wind players make sense. All right, playing in South Africa, making their 200th co-sanction event this week by joining forces with the Sunshine Tour again for the BMW South African Open. 8 former winners of the South African Open are in the field, including Ernie Els and defending champion Andy Sullivan.
You know, I want to say something, Bob. Ernie is involved with that event. I mean, he's like taking it over like Rory's taking over the Irish Open and Tiger's taking over Quicken Loans and so forth and so on. But Ernie said he must have said it in his press conference that he was almost to the point where he's going to guarantee that Rory McIlroy would make an appearance in the 2017 South African Open. So Ernie's on the hook right now.
Wow. I'm sure Rory McIlroy, good guy, probably. I don't know. I'm just speaking outside the box here. He seems like the type of person that would do a favor to Ernie Els like that. We hope that it works out. But before we go to break, we'd like everyone to know that the Grill Room has partnered with the Kapalua Villas Maui. It's the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities. 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, tennis. So if a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit KapaloaVillasMaui.com. Or you can call them the old-fashioned way, 800-545-0018, to make your reservation today. Kapaloa Villas Maui, your complete Hawaiian experience.
All right, Bobby, when we return, we'll see what the news and notes mailbag has. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week and GolfBlot.com, heard on TuneIn Radio and internationally on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
the Grill Room.
Alex, right now I'd like to mention our newest hotel partner, the Kapalua Villas Maui, the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities, three beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit KapaluaVillasMaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalua Villas Maui, the complete Hawaii experience.
Make Coolbrella the next purchase for your golf bag. The Coolbrella is instant portable shade. It's an umbrella that reflects the sun, offering portable, effective protection from the sun. Whether playing or spectating, the Coolbrella protects from the harsh rays of the sun while providing a cool, comfortable shade. For more information on the perfect gift for you or any golfer, log on to Coolbrella.com. That's KOOLBRELLA.com. Coolbrella, instant shade and all-weather comfort.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Alex promised, we deliver. Time now for news and notes in the Golf Writers Association of America. Name their players of the year. No surprises here. Jordan Spieth, PGA Tour. Lydia Ko, LPGA Tour. And your good friend, Alex, Jeff Maggot, the Champions Tour. Three deserving winners of the award.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any question about Jordan Spieth, but quite honestly, I found out, because I'm obviously on the board of the GWA, that there were at least four people that voted for Jason Day for Player of the Year. I'm just trying to understand what they were thinking.
Yeah, that would be a hard call. Winner of one major versus a winner of two majors. I don't know what they were thinking, but, you know. They were thinking something, obviously, other than what we're thinking right now. All right, this next item in news and notes really has me scratching my head, and I know you know a lot more about it than me. But a new company, PXG, that team apparently has a blank check. They've signed a couple of big, Zach Johnson, Billy Horschel, going to PXG from Titleist. Well, what do you know, Alex?
Well, Billy's going from TaylorMade, I think, actually. But here's what I do know. Bob Parsons, who is used to own Reebok and sold it, has a tremendous amount of money, lives in Scottsdale, owns some golf courses, the whole nine yards. He wanted to get into golf equipment. And so he hired away certain designers from Ping. Then he decided to start a stable of players, which he worked off of Ryan Moore starting last year. And then he expanded upon that, where he's gotten Zach Johnson, as you indicated, it was a Titleist. You got Billy Horschel. You got Charles Howell III. You got Chris Kirk. Now, Kirk was at Callaway. Charles Howell III was with Mizuno. And then you add in there Christy Kerr, Gina Piller, and Allison Lee, along with James Hahn, who was also at TaylorMade. And all of a sudden, you have a full stable. And if you talk to the players that play the equipment, they really like the equipment. Davis Love, who is not in this list, is playing PXG equipment right now and says he just really liked it, because what had happened was is he had seen Chris Kirk in Vegas with a hybrid, and he saw it and he hit it and he liked it and he said, can you send me one? They sent him one. He hit that. He said, can you send me a set of irons? He hit those and he's like, okay, that's what I'm going to use. Now he's brought his Titleist irons here as well. He's got CBs, which he won the tournament in, which got him in here this week. But the likelihood is he's going to go ahead and play the irons from PXG. And what they all say is they go a little further, but they just all like the irons. And so now the question is you have a company that comes out of nowhere that's not going to do a ball, that's just going to do irons, and you just wonder where it's going to go. The good thing is, if you're Titleist, as an example, who clearly makes the best ball, and if you talk to Bob Parsons, he would tell you the same thing. If you're with Titleist, you know, you're like, this is great, because if Zach Johnson wants to go ahead and play the clubs, that's fine, but they're going to do a ball shoe glove deal with Zach, and Zach's going to have play the Titleist ball still, and the same thing with Billy Horschel, he's going to play a Titleist ball, and so Titleist cares about the ball. In reality, Titleist is going to have more people playing their ball this year on the PGA Tour than ever before, because of these kind of situations.
The only, you know, problem I have when I hear that, and you can tell me until you're blue in the face how much Billy Horschel and Zach Johnson love the Irons, and you know, they're the greatest, they're the best I've ever played. You know, every one of those deals or, you know, moves from one piece of equipment to another comes with a check. And if I found a player that said, you know, I'm not taking a penny to play your PXG Irons, they're just so good, they're going to help me win on tour, then I probably would have a little more belief in PXG. But, you know, I can get somebody to play the worst equipment in the world. If I gave them $1 million a shot to play that club, they wouldn't care what they shot.
It sounds like Jack Nicklaus. He used to play pretty bad equipment back
in
the day.
Well, that's true. McGregor.
Yeah, and the ball was horrible. But let me just say this to you. First of all, Davis started playing it with no endorsement deal involved, and I'm not even sure there is a deal yet. So he started playing it without the money. The second part is I went to Gary Woodland in China this year when I knew that these deals were happening. And I said, Gary, I said, what's the biggest thing about making a change? And he said to me, the biggest thing is the ball. Because the equipment is not that big a deal. The ball is a big deal. Well, all these guys are going to be playing balls that they want to be playing, or they're playing the balls that they've already been playing. So in reality, all they're doing is changing the irons. And let's be honest. You know, in most cases, the irons differences out here are so minute now compared to what they used to be back in the day that it doesn't really matter. The one issue that I think you're going to have with a PXG is they're very, very expensive equipment. I mean, the set of irons is like $5,000.
Wow.
So the thing is you're not going to get the normal person playing PXG irons.
Well, I'm just going to have to make it a point the next two or three times that you get to tee it up, no matter where you are, I'm going to be on that first tee. I want to take a peek in that Alex Maselli bag. And I'm going to tell you, Grill Room listeners, don't be surprised if I report back. There's a set of PXGs in that bag. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week and GolfBlot.com. Heard on TuneIn Radio and internationally on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll hear my conversation, along with Alex, with Mark Rolfing when we return.
The Grill Room.
Alex, right now I'd like to mention our newest hotel partner, the Kapalua Villas Maui, the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities, 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit KapaluaVillasMaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalua Villas Maui, the complete Hawaii experience.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
A lot of times in this business, Alex and I, we look forward to certain guests coming on and joining us in The Grill Room, Mark Rolfing. And before we talk golf, Mark, it's an inspiration to see you. The last time I saw you was in Houston Airport. You were showing up to go for MD Anderson for some treatment on the battle that you were in with cancer. And you came out of it successfully, and you attribute in huge part the success to your attitude. Could you talk a little bit about that in hopes that we can inspire somebody else that's confronted with the, you know, a desperate situation right now and may not have the best attitude, but you're a firm believer your attitude really helped.
Well, absolutely, Bob. And the key word you just used was hope. because you have to have hope. And frankly, when I first got the diagnosis in August, it was so dire that I wondered if there was any hope. And I think the time that hit me the most was when I was watching the PGA Championship on Sunday, which was 3 days after my surgery. And Jim Nance, a dear friend, but who announces for a different network, in the middle of the PGA Championship, did this Mark Rolfing tribute and wished me well and said he's going to be fine. And I realized that other people, not just my own NBC group and Golf Channel group, had hope for me. And if they had hope for me, then how could I not have hope for myself? And I always remember that Sunday afternoon going forward thinking, I've got to have hope. And if I don't, it's going to be over. And I think it would have been. And as I told you in the Houston airport, the whole thing with MD Anderson was I had to be a good patient. I had to exercise. I had to have the right diet. I had to gargle salt water and soda 4 times a day. I had to eat the right food. I had to do all this stuff. Otherwise, I wasn't going to survive it. But the reason I was able to do that was hope. And having the attitude that I can beat this thing. You know, it was fairly unbeatable, according to the experts. And I now realize nothing is unbeatable, and that's the way people should view things. You got to have hope. If you have the right attitude, you can beat it. And if you don't, you won't.
You know, I can bring that expression, you know, 360 degrees to the situation that I've been in for a considerable amount of time now. In working with Alex, I continue to have hope. Nothing has manifested itself yet, Mark, but I do continue to have hope. And now I'm just teasing, obviously. Alex, he's great
part.
To work with.
He can't even get the degrees right. It's not 360 degrees. It'd be 180 degrees. That's about where you'd be on this.
I always go double when I'm talking about you.
I understand that. But I think what's interesting, Mark, is if you take that into what you just said about your issue, your health issue, and you can apply that in so many different ways, not only in your daily life, but I mean in our sport, which we cover on a daily basis, that is really what you have to have. You have to have that mental ability to hope that you can do the right things at the right times, and when things go bad, to find a way to deal with them. I mean, to say that our game is a microcosm of life, in a lot of ways I think it is.
Well, I do too. Just take a look at the plantation course, Alex, and you know this. You've been coming here for years, as has Bob. If you come out here with a bad attitude or the wrong attitude, or if you don't have hope that you can play well, if you think the greens are too grainy or the slopes are too big or the wind blows too hard or whatever, you're not going to play very well. And to a man, the guys that have the right attitude are the ones that play well here every year. It's not how a guy's game matches up necessarily shot for shot with the course. You know, you take a look at the winners here. There have been all sorts of different kinds of winners, and everybody says, oh, it's this big hitter's bomber's course. Yeah, but it's also a short hitter, great wedge player, great putter course. So, yes, what's happened to me is something that can translate all the way down to our game, and I truly believe, like Jack Nicklaus said, you know, at the majors he won, half the field had been eliminated before they ever teed off because of their attitude. And I think it's the same thing here.
Well, you know, when you're in the air, Mark, doing your TV work for NBC, and you do it so well, your timing is impeccable with your comments. And I think that your timing is impeccable with the recovery you made, because 2016, if we're looking in a crystal ball, has the potential to be one of the all-time great years in golf with the three guys that we have on top of the game, Spieth and Day and McIlroy, with the Ryder Cup also being played, with the Olympics being played. I personally, and I'm sure Alex feels the same way, I've never been more excited coming to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, because I know what lies ahead this year. I mean, it could be unbelievable.
I think it's going to be an epic year, Bob. And obviously for me, it would have been an epic year anyway, just to be here. But I will tell you that I've lived here for years and years, and obviously been involved in a lot of Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and I don't ever remember a year where the field came early and came as enthusiastic and as motivated to get going again as these players are here. You know, sure, they're having fun on Maui, and they're snorkeling, and they're jumping off cliffs, and they're doing this and that. But every single guy you talk to is talking about how important this year is and how important the Ryder Cup is, or how important winning the Masters is, or whatever it is to a guy, to a man. I'm just seeing this enthusiasm. I think a lot of it is sort of a spillover from a phenomenal 2015. But you're right. It's going to be an epic year. And the great thing about it is these are not old guys that won all the tournaments this year. And so, you know, I think there was a time 10 years ago with this tournament where it became easy to skip. And guys were saying, oh, we need an off season and everything else. And those guys were 30-year-old guys or 40-year-old guys. Now we got these 22-year-old. They don't get tired. They know darn well if they don't get off to a fast start here the first couple of months of the year, they're going to be so far behind in Ryder Cup points or so far behind in FedEx Cup points or trying to make an Olympic team or doing whatever it is. They're going to have a tough road to go. So I think you're right. It's going to be an epic year because of that.
It is amazing, though. First of all, this field is so diverse comparatively than what it's been in the past. Guys that we would have known nothing about months ago are in this field. You have Graham McDowell coming back from what would have to be an atrocious at least year, finding a way to get here. And then you got your Jason Days and your Jordan Spieth, who are clearly, you know, at the top of the rung right now. But it's such an interesting dynamic and an interesting mix that I think that's why when I was coming, it was exciting to be coming to this, because not only are we going to see them here, but we're going to see them next week as well at Sony for a lot of them. I just think that the first 2 weeks are going to be so good comparatively to what they've been in the past.
Well, I agree, Alex. You take a look at the winners on the PGA Tour this past year, and you just mentioned Graham McDowell, for example. The one that I'm really focusing on is Davis Love III, which is incredible if you think about it. He's probably got 10 of his 12 Ryder Cup team here. I think 10 of the 12 are in this field this week, if you really go down and analyze who's going to be on that team. But to think that Davis Love, the captain, is in this field, it just goes to show you that to win on the PGA Tour in today's world is so difficult, and it takes so many things going the right way for you, that you can have a player like a Justin Thomas that could go for 2 years and be so close and not win, and nobody even really thinks he's that good because he hasn't won a PGA Tour event, you know. Now he has. But you got to have so many things go right to win. It's getting harder and harder to win on the PGA Tour. And I really don't believe you're going to see what Jordan Spieth and Jason Day has done again for a few years. I don't see somebody winning five tournaments.
You know what's amazing, Mark? What you just said leads into my next question. You know, if we look at the depth of talent that's now playing on the PGA Tour, and I'm speaking now just purely mathematically, and I want to get your opinion on this. I feel very strongly, mathematically, there's a greater chance that Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, they don't win a major this year than there is mathematically that one or more of them will win a major. Your thought?
I think there's a greater chance they won't win a major.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, it's interesting. People have been talking about, we have this new big three. We've got Rory, and we got Jason, and we got Jordan. And if you take a look at the world rankings, that would indicate that they have separated themselves a little bit right now. But I can promise you, where Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Arnold Palmer, that big three was never going to be cracked, this big three is going to be cracked. And it's going to be cracked by Fowler or Watson or Koepka, or I could name
Kisner.
20 guys that are going to crack this big three. I don't think you'll ever see a dominant number one again. I don't think you'll see any one of those guys hold the number one spot, those three right now. And I don't think you'll see those big three intact as a big three, so-called, at the end of the year. I think somebody else will have gotten in there.
And I think, you know, we're here speaking with Mark Rolfing at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, which is interesting because obviously Hyundai has been involved with this event for a while, and it's questionable if they're going to move forward. Their contract has been a year-to-year contract. But yet they're still going to be a tournament champions. You really believe that, don't you?
I absolutely do. You know, if you talk to the players and you think about the PGA Tour, they've been coming to Hawaii for over a half a century. Where else can you play in January? You can play in Florida, but we already have a Florida swing. It's very difficult to play in Arizona, let's say. You certainly can't play in Texas this time of year. I think Hawaii, whether you like it or not, is one of the options that you have to have at this time of year. But I think more and more, Alex, the players are really starting to get comfortable with coming to Hawaii at this time of year. And instead of going, oh, woe is me, I'm missing New Year's Eve at home or whatever, they're embracing it and coming and having fun. You'll always have a couple guys skip it. But I think that's going to slowly start changing. And especially with the younger players, I am seeing an obligation. If they win a tournament, they have an obligation to play in the Tournament of Champions. And I do not see a 2017 Tournament of Champions anywhere but right here where we're sitting today. And I don't see players skipping it if they qualify.
You know, I mean, you used the term obligation, which I think was fair in the past. Some people felt an obligation. I think this group that you're talking about now doesn't feel an obligation. I think they just generally want to come.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Spieth said to me the other day, you know, I loved winning five tournaments. Every one that I won, I thought I've got to beat one less guy at Kapalua, you know. And as much as he's, you know, wanting to come out here and have fun and all this, he's trying to get ready and get his season going again, which shows me a lot about Jordan Spieth. But, yes, they do want to be here. And this is a tremendous opportunity for them. You know, you don't have a full field. You don't have a big field. Field tends to separate itself here. And you go off and get to a decent start here, you got a good chance to win. And you get ahead these first 2 weeks. You know, it's just amazing what that's going to do for a player as the year goes on.
Grill Room's proud to feature Mark Rolfing right now. We'll wrap it up with this, Mark. I had an opportunity to speak with Jason Day just a few moments ago before sitting down with you. And, you know, I said, Jason, with your ability to play this game, I would anticipate you'll be here for the next 20 years, meaning that you're going to win at least once. And he said, that's absolutely my game plan. I want to win because I want to come here. And I said to myself, boy, it's so refreshing to hear that attitude, because this place in Maui and the Maui Charities and Hyundai, if they continue to be the sponsor, they deserve the caliber of Jason Day's coming here. And golly, you know, I agree with you. This event will be here, and it should be here for a long time. And happy to say that Mark Rolfing is going to be here for a long time, too. So, Mark, thanks for joining us in the Grill Room. Absolute pleasure.
All right. Thanks, you guys. It's my pleasure, and I can't wait till next year already.
Well, Bobby, many thanks to Mark Rolfing for taking the time to share his insights and experiences. Obviously, it's a very difficult situation that he's gotten through, and for him to share those insights with us is pretty great, because I think it really resonates with most of the people listening this week. All right, just a quick note. Next week during the Sony Open, the Grill Room team will be staying at the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber, located in the heart of Waikiki. If you're planning a trip to Honolulu, then please consider staying at the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber, located on Premier Kalakaua Avenue, only 300 steps from Waikiki. Bob, I know that you're excited that I could get that right. I've had to do it like five times, but you know it's Kalakaua Avenue, only 300 steps, which I'm going to take every one of down to Waikiki Beach. Fantastic shopping and entertainment. To make your reservation or find out more information, simply call 808-922-4646 or log on to WaikikiBeachcomberResort.com. Remember, it's 808-922-4646. And with that, it's it for the week. We're wrapping it up early. You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn and the Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by Golf Week and GolfBlot.com. By the way, The Grill Room is also available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and of course on our website, thegrillroom.com.
So a big thank you to our partners, the Kapalua Villas Maui. What a place to stay. Also to Ion Loop, to golfblot.com, and thegolfweek.com. So for Janice Self, Alex Maselli, and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family, sharing time with us here in Maui. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf, and of course on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.